FM, Agriculture News.
I'm Elsbeth Richard May with your main agriculture stories. The veld fire season in the Free State has so far not claimed a life nor caused any human injuries. The spokesperson for the Provincial Disaster Management Centre in the Free State, Marcus Butler, is hopeful that it will stay this way till the end of the season. He urges communities to play their part in not starting any veld fires and to help in the integrated fire management approach that the team has adopted. Butler explains that the approach means everyone is involved in the fight against veld fires.
The community has an active role to play in, you know, report veld fires immediately. You know, don't throw their cigarette butts all over the place so that it can start veld fires. Most of our people live in the rural communities and they make bowlers outside. And sometimes these bowlers, to keep them warm, leads to veld fires. You know, people around when they go into work start a small fire just to keep warm, and then that veld fire can spread. So we urge communities not to start unnecessary veld fires.
Young farmers from the Lejwe-Lepuswa district have benefited from the Youth in Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries Recognition Program by the Free State Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. OFM News' Tsehla Kodedi reports, according to the department's Facebook post, two farmers, Pule Moketsi from Hoopstad and Mtokozisi Dlamini from Tennyson, received assistance from the department to make their businesses a success.
Moeketsi is currently farming with livestock. He acquires sheep and goats on a weekly basis from various sources, counts them off and resells the small livestock to his local informal market. Dlamini specializes with production of vegetables. He has been producing vegetables for more than 3 years under his business called Diratswane Diaphedisa. Tsehla Kodedi, OFM News.
And the rate of unemployment has decreased in the first quarter of this year, according to Statistics South Africa. However, the value chain analytics from the Bureau for Food and Agricultural Policy's Low Pinar has revealed that the agricultural sector did not play a big part in providing job creation in the first quarter of this year. He says this could be because agricultural jobs are highly seasonal and the sector is not favored by the current season. Over 800,000 jobs were provided in the first quarter of this year, which is a 6.5% higher than last year. And these are our main agriculture stories. I'm Elsbeth Richard May.
Read more on ofm.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.